It's time for another podcast. It's Low Standards and Pours. Sunday, May 9th, about 8:45 Eastern Standard Time. Just outside of Detroit City. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. And welcome, El Carpe, to the show. How goes it, El Carpe?
Goes it? Happy Gozer.
How goes her?
How goes her, baby?
How goes her, baby?
Happy Mama Day.
Yeah, did you have a big day today?
That's a nice day today.
That's good.
It's a very good day today.
My mom killed the pork roast.
You expected something different?
Yeah. Actually, I was praying for something different, but...
Didn't happen, brother.
It was probably a little bit longer than an extra large, like Apple cell phone. I don't know what you got, Samsung. Take your Samsung, whatever you have,
add about an
inch or two to it, maybe 2 inches.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see it. And she's like, I said, well, how big is the roast, Ma? She's like, well, I think it's about 3 pounds. So and I said, 3 pounds.
A fist.
Yeah, well, is that the size of a fist?
Sure.
Oh, well, maybe it was 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So she cooked it at 325 for an hour. It came out like a rubber ball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your mom's
I still
awesome.
Love my mom. She always murders the meat, though. Meat is murder. She can't take the save her life.
Exactly. How many moms out there know how
can't.
To cook? Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
But I still love her to death.
You just gotta.
But what's shaking bacon?
I'm bacon shaking bacon, cracking, flacking, blicking, blacking. So,
gotcha.
I gotta tell you, we got the 6 and the 7s going in the background. This is going all night. I don't know if you can still hear it. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Let it rip here, Chip.
We had a long, fun day today.
Yeah.
It was finally nice to be with my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and all my 5, and father-in-law, and get to hug everybody. Because we all got our shots, and we all been good citizens, and being good about staying away from all the stupids. And so we got to hug everybody. Everybody got hugs today. It was great.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there's hope out there, folks. Just be a good human and get your shots. Be the thing that you need to be.
Right.
And then go out and hug the people. But God damn it, get your goddamn
shots. Hug your mother. Hug your relatives.
Get your shots.
Hug your brother.
Get your shots, dumbass. Get your shots, dumbass.
I've got.
Tell me, what do you got?
I've got 9 more days.
Okay. So you've got your second shot?
9 more days till I have my second shot.
9 more days till you get your second shot.
Yeah. I've got Pfizer.
Okay. No, it's fine.
Pfizer. Pfizer.
Whatever works, Brabe. You know, just you got to get something. So I got to tell you.
Yeah.
The fun thing about Mother's Day, Father's Day, anything that has to do with my father-in-law.
You got to talk into the phone. We're losing you.
Well, so anything with my father-in-law, how's that?
Much
is that better?
Yeah.
Yes, dear. The thing fell behind my cheek, so it's no big deal. But anyway, when we're, it is a Southern Comfort and Pepsi kind of weekend.
Oh,
jeez. And it's just the ridiculous. So, but. Yeah. I was
like
being a good
swat
boy.
In the face with a 2x4 or something.
It's sort of, yes. More
that's
or
a little
less.
Graphic, and sorry. Not quite.
No, that's graphic and yet quite accurate. But,
I was going to say somewhat accurate.
Somewhat accurate, my ass. It's right on. It's nose on, pick fingers, nose up. English not well good with. But so the funny part about it was I was being a good boy today because I knew we were going to maybe possibly do our show tonight. And you know, there's going to be at least 3 people who aren't related to us who may join in.
Right.
Which could be fun. But as I was explaining to my father-in-law, And remember I told you last show that I was like, I was going to get some of the aviation gin.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about that, and they only sold it in a huge ass bottle. And I'm like, dude, I'm just not going to do that because, number one, I haven't had gin in 25 years. And number two, I don't know what this tastes like, and I may hate it. I'm not spending $30 on a bottle of gin right. that I'm not going to like. So I stopped on the way home from work yesterday thinking, you know, I'm going to pick up some Guinness and a couple of Coors and what have you. And it was great. Did that. And I get to the counter, and the guy's got a pint of aviation gin behind the counter.
Huh.
Oh, well, for $12, gimme.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't like it, it's no big deal. And, you know, somebody else will come through the house and they might like it.
Right.
Once the COVID shit's over. But, you know, let me try it. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, I keep hearing all this great stuff about it. And I'm like, I don't know. Well, you know something? Aviation Gin needs to become one of our sponsors. And quite frankly, what they need to do is give us $428 a year. And we will mention them at every show twice a week. I will mention how awesome they are. And in addition to their $428 a year to cover our costs and expenses, they will also give us two cases of aviation gin. And I'm not talking fifths. I'm talking half gallons. Two cases of half gallons. That's at least 12 half gallons.
But, am I assuming you appreciate the flavor?
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming it sounds like it's not even comparable to Bombay. I mean, is it better than Bombay or equal to Bombay?
If Bombay was urine.
Get out of here.
If Bombay was urine, then aviation gin is honey.
Really?
It is there's no comparison. These are two completely different beverages.
I don't know how gin is made, but is it a different process?
It is essentially an alcohol. It's an alcohol thing. It's either run through like it's essentially the same as base as vodka.
Yeah, but it's not potato. But, it's not. I don't know how they make it.
It's the same base as vodka, except when vodka is done, it's vodka. When gin is done, they've run it through an extra process of running it through with botanicals and some flavors. And so this has a particular lavender flavor to it that is like, oh, my holy sexy deliciousness.
Right, right.
And seriously, if we can...
sparked my curiosity.
I'm going to bring some the next time I come out, and you're going to just sit. I poured it over ice. Just gin and ice.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, I know this probably just ruins any gin, but we used to drink gin and squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know anything with a mixer. I can't drink gin straight. I can't drink a gin martini. I can, but I don't enjoy it.
My initial thought was, what am I going to add to this? Because it's fucking gin. I haven't had gin in 20 years.
Right.
But I'm like, you know, I keep hearing all this stuff. I'm like, you know what? Just throw some ice on it and a little bit of on the ice. What am I going to waste $12? I just want to try it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? And I poured it over the ice. And, oh, my God. I'm tasting it. I'm like, oh, it's got the juniper. It's got the lavender. It's got the flowery flavors. This isn't this is delicious. So that is my free, my free advertisement for aviation gin.
I guess so.
Not even remotely as funny as half the shit that Deadpool Boy does, which is hilarious. But if aviation gin decides at some point that they actually come across us and God forbid hear our stupid ass show and want to sponsor us, I'm totally fine for $428 a year. I will talk about them every show twice a week. We'll do a show and we'll talk about aviation gin. And also I require two cases of aviation gin.
Okay. Here's one right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
why?
I was just kind of looking up on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Wikipedia, there's a bunch of explanations, but says one says gin is a flavored vodka.
Yeah, yeah.
The most usual production method for gin is to distill botanicals such as juniper, coriander, citrus peel, cinnamon, almond, and licorice. I love
and sometimes lavender.
I love like ouzo and all that. With a neutral grain alcohol. Making gin is like flavoring vodka, except the botanicals are always natural.
And this aviation is sort of one of those kind of things. It's fucking delicious. That's enough of that. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. It's made in Oregon.
It is. And it is delicious. And, you know, there's only, you know, I don't even know if this makes any sense whatsoever, but.
You know, Fred, maybe we should split up.
It's too early. We can't split up until we get to a haunted amusement park or a terrifying cavern.
Velma, here's the only thing you'll ever need to know about boys. They are stupid.
Boys are stupid. And that's all we ever need to know.
Well, this is Virgin Atlantic partners with aviation. Just a caption with Sir, what's his name?
Oh, that
owns
guy.
Virgin Records and Virgin Airlines. I'm drawing a blank now.
Whatever his name is.
I'll forget in a second. It's Sir something.
It doesn't matter. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so you sparked my curiosity. I'll have to see if my corner dump's got it and make a purchase.
Your corner dump?
The shit shack in the corner. I don't know if they have. You know, I haven't. I kind of like. I go up there to share.
At least they'll have the guys.
And I haven't seen the bottle, but I never look at the gin section. So I'll have to check it out.
Neither do I, and I never have. But then I tasted this, or I've been hearing about it. I'm like, you know what? But everybody seems to have the fifth, and I'm like, I'm not going to spend $38 for a fifth when I might not like it. But I'll spend $12 on a pint, and it was oh, it's delicious, and it is. It's so like I said. So when Aviation Gin and Deadpool Monkey Boy decides that he wants to sponsor a stupid show, he can sponsor our stupid show, and for $428 a year, cover our costs and two cases of Aviation Gin per year. For the 5-year contract, we'll be all right. So, that said, wanted to make sure that, you know, because I'm a dumbass, and so are you, because you actually hang out with me.
Yeah.
The law office is Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Wanted to make sure that you knew that you had to please listen to this crap at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Apparently, that's us.
Yes.
Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental, should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, tribe, organization, or band. So kiss my hiney, get out of my face.
Kiss my big white arse.
Well, that too. I really, Eric, I want people to remember. I want people to remember this. You haven't paid for this.
No.
So when it's disappointing, you really got nothing to complain about.
Right? Oh, there's nothing to complain about. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it's free. This free stupidity. You know.
This is so.
Yeah, been there, done that. Wrote the book, directed a movie, sold the action figures.
Huh. Oh, yeah, everything. What do you got for tonight?
Well, you know what I got for tonight? You know, I got this for you. I got this for you.
And what do you got?
War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hey, over now.
Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough,
and
classic. I don't know if that's more of a classic Blues Brothers. I don't know.
Tough get going. I don't know.
I think the Blues Brothers is his all-time best.
I don't even know. But Animal House is phenomenal. So what do you got for me tonight? Do you got any fun music?
I got one good one.
Really? Because I got two good ones.
I might be able to come up with something
No,
I mean,
no,
I know just, I could.
Let's do three. Let's make it quick, and we'll make it a short show.
Yeah.
You know, when you and I each have two, then we make this shit last forever.
We get a little yucky.
I'm gonna throw my first one out.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one's gonna be a short one because I've got 1, 2, 3 songs pulled for this band, and I really there's two movies involved.
All right.
How's that? And I'll make it brief. Are you good with that?
Yeah. Yep. I'm all about it.
So have we got any friends join us lately?
No, I've been checking. They're all hanging out.
Because no one really cares because it's just us and we're just being stupid.
Shit. I'm kidding. They'll be here. They'll be here. You know what? They always come by about 3/4 of the way through the show.
Right,
it goes another half hour.
Wrapping up and ending, and so that way, let's get through the music shit first, and then we can just do the gabbing stuff with our friends when they show up. So here is my first band, and this is something from a movie. This is the second of two movies, and I want you to guess what the movie is, and what have you, and take your time, do whatever. I don't care how long it takes. I have about 4 minutes, not even total, of music to play with this because of how rhythm and bluesy awesome, freaking awesome it is.
All right.
And this is one of my things that I've just dug for a long time. But this is from the movie, the exact, like, I mean, this is actually happening during the movie.
Right.
And the guy's upstage and he's throwing guitar in this kid's face because the kid thinks he's awesome. He's like, hey, kid, this is how you play blues. And there's some people watching going, holy shit, this is awesome. And here comes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Does this sound all right to you?
Yeah, you can turn it up a little bit.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Here we go.
Yeah, that's better.
Because it's from a movie, it might be a little tough, but...
Yeah, no, you can actually, I can hear it okay.
And here comes some saxophone, baby. Oh, wait, even better. That voice should give it away. Does that voice not give it away?
I'm listening.
And the kid who's being a jackass is already like, oh, this is good.
I mean, I like the song. I don't know if I'm picking up on who the singer is, though.
So the beauty of this is this is right in the middle of the movie, or early part of the movie, where Eddie does not reveal himself.
Oh, that movie.
Eddie and the Cruisers 2.
Right.
And honestly, stupid-ass movie, both of them, Eddie and the Cruisers and Eddie and the Cruisers 2. But the music is delicious, and once you start tasting the music and really get into it, it's like, oh, you know something? The story doesn't suck too bad, and I can see it because the music pieces it together, you know?
Right.
There's enough. I mean, seriously, the music for both of these movies is so solid that it actually makes the movies worth watching. And the movies are not worth shit on a stick.
Right. I never saw them, either one of them.
Oh, you're not missing nothing. I'm going to fade that out here. You're not missing nothing. But honestly, I love both those musics. Hey, you see Spicoli's joined us, right?
Spicoli did.
Spicoli joined us.
No kidding.
Dude, Spicoli, simply adorable, good friend of the show, excellent genetics, super smart, and has great taste in podcasts. Spicoli.
He's got a Honda 650 Nighthawk 1985 that's badass.
Well, and it didn't catch fire last week either.
No.
But then of course, Chris, you know, Chris has joined
us,
too.
What's up, Chris?
You saw Chris. Of course you know Chris.
Yeah. Well, I think we haven't talked to Spicoli before.
No, it was
he's got the van. He's got, maybe he got the bad van, the badass van. No, I'm kidding. That was pretty funny, though.
They think he's a righteous dude.
No, that's Ferris Bueller's
completely, a completely different movie.
Yeah.
But, dude, you know all about
like,
Chris.
Like, who ordered the pizza? Like, right here, right. Dude. I'm sure he's heard that a million times.
Yeah, I'm sure not at all. Mm-hmm. But you know about Chris, right? Because Chris is simply adorable, a good friend of the show, says things that sound dirty but aren't, and has great taste in podcasts.
Yeah.
That's our friend Chris.
What's up, Chris?
And we love having him show up.
I've got
gnarly,
yeah. I've got a badass band. I know zero about.
I'm not done with Eddie and the Cruisers, by the way. So that was Garden of Eden. And that was from Eddie and the Cruisers 2, which was a great movie. And honestly, and as fun as all the stupid shit was, excuse me, to make fun of it and just give it a hard time, I really dug it. And the end of the movie, you know, it is a classic Hollywood champion movie where the good guy gets it in the end and everything is wonderful.
Sure.
You know, it's the little heartstrings pulling kind of thing. The music is good and it is fun. It is worth listening to. But Eddie and the Cruisers 1 had a great soundtrack, which include this one, John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, Tender Years. Tender Years, the name of the song. John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band did all the music for Eddie and the Cruisers. And the story of how the band came about and what they did, and you know, it's really a good story of a good rock and roll early band in the 50s.
Right.
Good saxophone, good guitar, good this, good that. You know, whatever you could hear, you can listen to.
Yeah,
that.
It sounds that's like Tender Years.
Yeah. It's a standard rock and roll, but you know this, that, and the other. But then, this is the classic. This is what you think of when you think of Eddie and the Cruisers. This was the song that made the album, that made the video, that made the movie, that made the whole thing happen. You know, this is a great tune. What was this, 1983, 84 this came out?
Wow, I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I was 13.
Yeah.
But I still think till today it's Bruce Springsteen.
It's not.
I know. Every time I hear it, I think it's Bruce Springsteen.
Well, because Bruce had that quality and the tone of his voice. Yeah. So does Eddie, which is really John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this is just a good, fun rock and roll music song. And it's, whatever. And so that was my first band of the night.
All right.
I had to share that with you because they freaking rock. And, you know, it is what it is. I dig it. And, you know, quite frankly, when it comes to that kind of rock and roll, I just fucking love it. And, you know.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Come away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
I got one for you. I know zero about this band, other than what I'm reading off Wikipedia.
Okay.
Founded in New York. Been around since like 2006.
Oh yeah.
Never heard about these guys before.
Okay.
They are considered indie rock, experimental, folk rock.
Mm-hmm.
A band that will draw you in, like some of these other ones that I've introduced you to. They've got an energy to them that is infectious.
Okay.
Not
super famous, then, I'm guessing.
Not super famous, and it is. These guys are explained as being a musical project formed by American singer, songwriter, and musician Damon McMahon in 2006.
Oh, that crazy asshole! Yeah.
Let's see. And God, there's not a lot about these guys, but I've heard a few of their songs, and I figured I'd throw it out there. Maybe somebody else knows a little bit about them. They've been on label Sacred Bones and Locust Music, which I've never heard of.
Of course. I'm with you. Yeah. Totally.
And these guys might, I don't know, they might be able to go the long haul, or at least keep up.
I think guess who this
you're kind
is.
Of classified. No, you're not going to guess them.
You
I
can
don't
throw
know
as many
are.
Goddamn hints out yeah. as possible. I'm never going to guess. But I will tell you this. Elena has joined the show.
Oh, hey, Elena.
And I want to tell you that Elena is a good friend of the show, smells delightful, looks good in stripy shirts, has the correct amount of toes on her feet, and has great taste in podcasts. That's our good friend, Elena. And I also have...
Was it Elena or Lanya?
Elena.
Lena.
That's my goddamn sister, you fucknut.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you say GD sister?
Well, because, you know, that would be like...
All right, anyways, getting back to my band.
So who's this band? Yeah, give me your band, man.
It's called Amen Dunes. Like D-U-N-E-S. Sand, like sand dunes.
Amen.
Amen Dunes, and I'm going to have you put on... the song, Believe. Song to the Siren.
Song to the Siren.
Yeah.
Woohoo, baby cake. Song to the Siren, official video. That's a goofy, scary
now, for all you guys that are listening and the one relative of Bill's, I've got good taste in music, so listen to this one.
As far as you can tell, this is already interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Why does this sound familiar? Did I have a dream when we were talking about this the other day?
Oh, you just called them fags.
Oh, this is one of those bands.
Yeah.
We've had.
Kind of reminds
discussion.
Me a little bit like the guy that we
them,
played last
the ones year. With the things. Yes, the other ones with the stuff and the
guy that died in the Mississippi River.
Sure. That thing with about the stuff with the deal. That's the ones. Spicoli, you got it exactly right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spicoli, you're exactly correct. Whatever you just said there that I can almost read in English because my eyeballs don't work. But that made sort of sense. I'm with you. This is almost haunting.
Yeah.
But
kind of reminds me a little bit of
it's almost
all
happy
the witches a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a little happy haunting.
It's kind of interesting.
There's something to it.
He's going through and he's kind of plucking that guitar like.
There's a Gene
like
Loves Jezebel feel
bluegrass.
To it.
Gene
Loves Jezebel feel to it.
Yeah.
I dig it. I think I'm going to add these assholes to my list. Oh, I'm sorry. The filter's off tonight.
Yeah, you didn't have a-holes.
Yeah, was there ever a filter for me? The filter's off.
Well, there is. I just know when it comes off.
Oh, it's way off. No, this
yeah,
is
yeah, it's
good.
Like
this
your
is...
underwear only comes off one time every night.
Well, as far as you know, sure. Amen Dunes, Sung to the Siren is the name of this one. And
it does
this
sound
is,
a little chanty or enchanting.
But
doesn't
like
it?
I said, it's got that.
I love the way he plays
Gene Loves
the
Jezebel feel to it. Yeah,
the guitar.
A,
it's like
roll to it.
It's like real. It's quick. It's like up and down.
Rolling. It's rolling back and forth, up and down, back and forth, rolling.
You had
back
to say back
it.
And forth when I said up and down.
Oh well, I'm going to say whatever the hell I want because I'm that kind of jackass, and you know you love me anyway.
You always got to disagree. No, I'm kidding.
Disagree.
But isn't
I'm barely that, agreeing with myself.
Doesn't he got kind of a cool song, even if it's or a cool
what
sound,
else,
even if it's just this song?
What else these cheese whiz have? That
I don't know. You got to look it up.
let's
I keep. I keep. I've got these guys on.
Blue Rose. Let's try this one.
Yeah, I've got these guys on my favorites through Spotify.
This is called Blue Rose. Amen Dunes is the name of the band. The song is Blue Rose. What does this sound? Sounds like...
It's from New York.
Chanting. Yeah, Elena, you're right. There's something to it. It's got a little weirdness to it. But I was going with more like Gene Loves Jezebel kind of in their early years. But this is interesting. It is what it is, man. This is actually pretty interesting music. It makes me kind of go, oh.
Yeah, it makes you think a little bit.
Yeah. This one is Blue Rose by Amen Dunes. And this is available, and I found it pretty easily on YouTube. Piece of cake. But the music, this is not bad. What made you think of these guys?
Again, Spotify. I keep bumping into these guys.
Right.
So they're on my favorites kind of list, and I keep getting like updates from them.
Okay.
You know, I get a song here, I get a song there.
Right. And they just roll.
So I figured, I took a picture of it. You have a picture of him actually.
I do like his voice.
Yeah. So this is just like, it reminds me a little bit like. All Them Witches, and
yeah, a little bit.
Also reminds me of that last, the other one we played, which I'm drawing a blank on right now.
The other one that we played, that one the other day.
He had that really cool voice.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I'll never remember, but, you know, it was still fun.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I made you yawn, na-na-na, boo-boo, I
no, it
you
was,
yawn.
Why don't you go back to... The shouting match is Heaven Knows.
The band is the Shouting Matches?
Yeah.
Shouting Matches. Heaven Knows. Well, here we go. The Shouting Matches, Heaven Knows. And they said, BetMG, Kiss My Ass. It's a little crazy cartoon commercial that's going to join us here for a second. And then we're going to go right into the Shouting Matches. Oh, these guys... But this was more rock and roll.
Yeah, you're right. Not the band I was thinking of. Sorry.
No, you were thinking of the other one about the stuff with the thing.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was All Them Witches.
I'm gonna fade that out. Yeah, I'm thinking it's All Them Witches.
Yeah. But no reason to play if you don't want to.
Yeah. No. Just because you did that.
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I appreciate that.
Yeah. Kiss my hiney.
So, I kind of liked the Amen Dunes. We got to be in the mood for it, right?
Yeah, that was good, though. I mean... That had a certain something to it.
All right, so I'm going to go on. We're going to do this one. You should remember this band.
Yeah, let's do it.
And let's do it. We'll throw it out there really quick because
I'm opening up a whole other
flash
thing
in the pan.
The stuff with the flash in the pan and the thing with the
deal. They had a little bit of a flash in the pan back in the day.
Let's do it.
Let me see. You probably know these guys. Mm-hmm. From London, 92, 2001.
Oh, those guys.
Geffen Atlantic. So. Right. They had a couple of songs. I don't know if they made the top 20 or top 100, but what else can I say about these guys? Let me see.
Mm-mm-mm. Early 90s British band.
Yeah.
It doesn't eliminate much, but...
No. The first album was released in 95.
1985. So the Smithereens? No,
I'm trying to think here. Ah, screw it. Elastica.
Elastica.
The group Elastica. You remember Elastica. The group Elastica? Put on Connection. I think it was Connection.
The Connection Live. Here we go. Well, here's right. Elastica Connection, regular old Elastica Connection, and we've got some commercial shit coming up for the next 30 seconds. I know. Here we go. Do I remember this one?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I do. This already sounds familiar. Oh, I do. Yeah. This is weird.
Remember this?
I remember the weirdness of this.
This is like garbage. Garbage sounded just like it.
Well, you said garbage. Oh, Elastica. Alright, sorry, just going in a different direction. And you know me, I always love a cheeky singer.
Yeah,
I do remember this. I do remember.
I'll take garbage over these guys.
Yeah. How many albums did he put out?
A few.
Okay. So this is Elastica Connection.
Yeah.
So this is, like I said, Elastica Connection. And
yeah, actually two. I said a few, but it's two.
They put out two albums, that's it?
Self-titled and The Menace in 2000. Okay. They had some EPs.
And there's just a, certain fun that, like, simple, there's something like, yeah, this is just, we're just doing this.
Yeah, this was kind of like,
fucking kiss my ass, we're just doing this. Get out of my face. I like this. This is in your face, we're just doing this. Yeah, I like it. I remember this.
Guys.
I do.
It was kind of like, you know, like right when, you know, punk had kind of, you know, the old school punk had left, alternative was in. And it was just like, as you could tell, it's got that electronic kind of beat to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I still like, Garbage still had a little bit more of a good, you know, a good, like, rock sound, even though they kind of dabbled, I think, a little bit in that. Kind of, I don't know. I don't know if they had keyboards or I don't know what.
Now,
you know, I take
was
that back.
Elastica part of Garbage? Were they?
No.
Was this something that they were?
Your buddy has entered the room.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
That guy.
And the Lady Rebecca and Father
there's
Brennan.
That guy.
Say hello. I'm gonna go run to the.
You go run to the. Father Brian, we've been talking about music, and we've already talked about two different bands each.
I'll be right back.
I threw it, get out of my face. I threw out Eddie and the Cruisers. So when you get a chance, what the hell am I looking at? I'm trying to read and do three things at once. El Carpe, I'd love to say thank you. That's Father Brian. What, I don't know what you'd say. Thank you for it, because I'm still just a jackass talking about music. And this is Elastica, the band Elastica, and the song is called Stutter. And we just talked about a couple other songs of theirs. And before that, we talked about Eddie and the Cruisers, and stick it, Eric, I'm talking. We were talking about rock and roll and good rhythm and blues and this and that and the other, and Eric comes out with this great pull for Elastica. And there's, what, two albums that they've got, and they're freaking rocking. It's a chicky singing, and just, it's like a punky sort of rock and roll. Good, yeah, exactly, Elastica. I forgot I knew them. And I'm listening to this going, I remember this band vaguely. Freaking rock. This is good stuff. Good stuff. Eric, what did you say there?
What?
Hmm?
What'd you say? Elastica?
What'd you type in there, Cheese? I can't read because my eyes don't work.
Father Brian says you always got cool band names. And he said Elastica. And I said, yeah. Or what's around Bill's forehead?
Oh, yeah. Well,
like what? Elastic from your waistband.
Oh, I just thought you were talking
about
your
underwear.
Condoms?
Just a little joke there, yeah.
Oh, all right. Whatever's funny, I had to fade that out for a second.
Hey, why don't you put some garbage on? Compare them to garbage real quick.
Let me do this and compare them to this first.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Yeah, whatever. So, boo. So what do you want me to throw up there, Eric?
Compare them to garbage.
I don't know what garbage is.
Garbage.
Garbage. Push yeah. it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I've honestly,
you don't remember garbage?
I remember the band. I don't remember any of their music because it, well, but what'll happen is once I hear it, I'll go, oh, yeah, these cheese whiz. That shanky wanky pile of feces or whatever. So this is Push It by Garbage. I know the name of the band. Oh, they did Stupid Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one that I remember. I had to fade that other one out and throw this one in because this is the one I remember. But yeah, this is a song everybody remembers by Garbage. And why are we recalling this? Is this somehow
related? Compared to Elastica, Elastica and Garbage are very similar.
Elastica is way, way better than Garbage.
Oh, I don't think so. I think Garbage got much more talent. Bruce Vig, man, he's one of the great producers.
But again, it doesn't mean it's the who got the hype, who got the. I have a problem with that.
And Garbage is still here, and they're touring this year.
Yeah, but still, I like this Elastica because it's unique. It has a flavor. It had something extra to it. There was something that's extra.
The lead singer is Scottish.
But Garbage, as much as I like their stuff, especially this one here, Stupid Girl, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a good song. The other one had, there's something to it. What's the, let's see.
A little dancey.
What was the, Elastica Connection. So we'll go Connection versus Stupid Girl. I'm going to pause Stupid Girl.
Yeah.
This one, there's something about this that just tells me something. There's something different to it. It's a little more raw, even if just a little bit. There's a little more depth to it with the keyboards, with the guitar. There's just a little bit more depth to it. I don't know. There's something to it.
Okay. And
plus, I like her voice. I like her voice better than Garbage. But that's just me being a jackass.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, and again, I'm not the end-all, be-all in all this stuff. I think this one, this Connection song by Elastica has more to it than Stupid Girl. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a punk vibe jackwagon. You're right, Father Brian. It's that punk vibe.
I know.
And I'm just a jackwagon. I'm going to fade this out. Air goes. And Garbage, Stupid Girl, we're done with that. Are you got more? Or what are you talking about?
No, I told you I only had one, but I just threw that in there.
No, that was a good
throw in. The Garbage Elastica thing just for as a filler.
No, that was a very good toss in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Father Brian, I need to ask you this very specifically before you run off to your show. Have you ever tried Aviation Gin? And the reason I ask that is I'm trying to get Aviation Gin to sponsor our show just by me being a pain in the ass. And, oh, so are you a gin drinker at all? Is anyone out there? Oh, God, that's delicious. Is anybody out there in the listening planet a gin drinker at all who can tell me what's good gin or bad gin? Because I've tried this Aviation Gin after not having gin for 25 years. Of any kind. And I try this and I'm like, oh. Exactly. It is like deliciousness beyond yummy tasting. Oh, no booze for you, Father Brian. I get you. No, not a problem. I'm going to shut up about it. But I still do want Aviation Gin to sponsor us for $428 a year. And I would also like part of that sponsorship for $428 a year to include two cases of Aviation Gin in half gallons. 12 bottles of half gallons. That's two cases of 12 bottles each.
That's not too much to ask for.
No, not at all. I mean, they make the stuff. It's like cost them a nickel to make. And $428 is enough to pay for, you know, covering our costs as a... Ah, delicious. So, anyways, Eric, should I pull out my next song, my next band?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Because I was thinking that, you know, we'll keep our show short because it's Father's Mama's Day, Mama's Father's Day, Mother's Crazy Day. And I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. Chase that dream. Yes, baby. Thank you very much, Father Brian. I'm
Father Brian, what is Rise Dispensary? Chase the dream, Rise Dispensary.
Rise Dispensary, that has to do with...
is that like support group?
No, that would be the dispensary, as in the one...
Oh, we dispensary. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Good boy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He wants a weed dispensary. I want a gin distillery. If the world would be a great place if I could get a Scotch distillery to sponsor us. But you know, I'm just reaching out to anybody who's. If I just tried this and it was delicious, so you know, I'll brag about it.
I wonder if Illinois has the same. Well, I don't know.
Whatever.
The same rules and regulations that Michigan does as far as being able to grow.
I'll grow whatever I want. Oh, I'm sorry. We're still talking about weed? Or are we talking about height?
No, so, weed. Does you know this what?
What does this sound like to you? This is a crappy-ass song.
It sounds like a Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, it's not worth
a
it.
A little bit.
This is the song that brought me to this band. And this is the song in the band... This is the one that I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Hey, Father Brian, what'd you grow up with? Oh, Jesus Ghostbusters. Is here.
No.
Jesus is here.
Is this Ministry?
Even better.
Oh, this is,
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can never...
Ghostbusters.
I can never get the words, the letters straight. KMFDA or whatever the hell they are.
Well, you would think it would be KMFDM, but it's not.
Yeah, what is it? Who am I listening to?
This is Front 242. Welcome to Paradise.
I do remember those guys, but I don't know a lot about them.
Yes. Now, this is... Front 242 had this... a couple of great albums... where it was just this, they did this sampling stuff, but had this great thumping bass line.
I think you're going to hear more...
bottom line good stuff music.
Yeah, more sampling and songs. And I think it's going to get more political. I think you're going to see more... You're going to hear more political samplings and songs. I think you're going to see music divided a little bit in the upcoming years. I really do.
Well...
Just like...
this is Headhunter.
The guys that are coming back to concert.
Well, but why wouldn't you?
Rage Against the Machine. You
know, there's so much.
Well, Skinny Puppy
shit.
Was that way. Rage Against the Machine. U2. They're all heavy political bands.
Yeah, but there's so much stupid shit out there, and people doing dumbass stuff. You gotta point out the stupid when you see it. I don't care what side of the planet.
Stupid is stupid. Does.
Right. I don't care where you fall with the whole. The political realm and what have you. It doesn't matter to me. But if stupid is stupid, stupid's got to get pointed, laughed at.
Who's Father Brian's, who's his favorite band? Who's top two or top three? Can you tell us?
The Who?
Oh, he's old classic rock guy.
I'm guessing. Stone? I'm throwing this out. And,
AC/DC. I wonder how he felt about...
Who's the one? Foreigner.
Oh, Foreigner.
AC/DC and Foreigner. I'll buy that.
B.B. King.
Oh, B.B. King's a good call. Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, those are my bands for the night. I talked about a little bit about Eddie and the Cruisers, a little bit about Front 242, because from last show's discussion, we talked a little bit about something, and Front 242 came out. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to talk about these guys because this is the stuff. And seriously, if you go into Front 242 and listen to there's a couple of really good songs. And this one is called Headhunter. This is a great tune. Great tune.
Interesting.
You throw it on the headphones and listen to it real loud, and it's like thumping in your head. You know. One you've got to target. Don't get me started.
All right.
But so, I mean, again, that's just... That's kind of where I'm coming from.
All right.
That bad.
Oh, yeah?
There were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
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 Thank you very little.
Well, what do you got? You want to wrap this thing up? You got 50 minutes in.
Oh, hell
it's
yeah.
Mother's Day.
We really did 50 minutes.
Yeah, we did 50 minutes. I got in two. You got in two.
Rap. Hey, so
I've got some stuff that Father Brian would like me to look up.
Oh, do your Father Brian stuff and do that. But look, quite frankly, remember, folks, you haven't paid for any of this. So when it's disappointing, you've got nothing to complain about. And we've disappointed you quite well, I think. So chill the hell out. On the other side of this, you know, are we funny? Not really.
Yeah, it's a bit of a flat night tonight.
Are we good enough to have our own show? No way, man. Are you here to giggle a bit and maybe hear something musical and have some fun and whatever? Well, whatever. Stick around and enjoy this shit because that might happen. And it may have happened already, and who knows?
Well, give us some uranium clock.
The bottom line is we are done with you. We love you dearly.
Tonight.
And we're done with you tonight. We would love to have you show up with us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And we're going to do something fun then, too.
Yeah.
It's always about the music. Always. And then, you know, feel free to join into any of our other friends and partners and
give Front 242 a listen.
Yeah.
Elastico.
Your Elastico. That was,
Amen,
good. That was a good call. Amen Tunes, yeah.
Yeah, give
And who else, Eddie and the Cruisers. Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers, yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff. And
this is the Uranium Clock by Six and the Sevens from Songs About Girls.
Yeah.
Yes, take a look at all that other stuff. Run with it,
well,
baby.
Yeah, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Same time as last week, 8 o'clock, not tonight, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock last week.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
And thanks for joining us.
Somebody hang up on me because this is crazy. Happy Mama's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all you guys out there. And we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Adios, El Carpe.
Ciao, baby.
Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Ciao, man.